哈利路亚，奉主之圣名，开始我们安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin with the Sabbath morning worship.
我们一起唱诗236首。
Let us sing a hymn together, 236.
圣名祷告，哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to you, brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢主耶稣的恩典啊，在安息圣日，我们一起聚集在圣堂里面来聚会敬拜神。
By God's grace, we are gathered here in God's holy temple to worship and praise God.
啊，今天的天气不是很好哈。
Today the weather is not the best.
啊，感谢，但是感谢主，那我们还是啊愿意啊来到教会啊，一路这样来到教会来聚会。来守安息圣日。
But nonetheless, we thank God for giving us a willing heart to come to God's church to keep the Sabbath.
啊，求主耶稣纪念啊大家这份心。
May God remember everyone's heart in coming here.
那、啊、今天早上要用耶稣的愿祷啊来做彼此分享的题目。
This morning I would like to share with you the topic Jesus Christ's prayer.
那我们通常讲到这个耶稣的祷告啊，第一个我们想到的是什么？
When we think about the prayer made by Jesus Christ, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
那我们想，通常我们第一个想到的就是主祷文嘛，对不对？
Normally, our first reaction is the Lord's prayer.
好，一讲到这个门徒来问耶稣，我们应当怎么样祷告呢？
So we remember that the disciples came to Jesus asking, Lord, how should we pray?
啊，说老师啊，你教教我们吧。
Rabbi, teach us how to pray.
啊，所以这个主耶稣就教门徒啊啊这个主祷文，这向神祷告的方式。
In this way, Jesus Christ taught the disciples the Lord's Prayer, which is a method to pray to God.
那我们今天不讲主祷文。
Now today we will put the Lord's Prayer aside.
啊，因为前几个礼拜有人讲过了哈。
Because a couple of weeks ago, someone talked about this topic.
啊，我们来看另外一段啊主耶稣的祷告。
Let us instead focus on another passage, which is also Jesus Christ's prayer.
我们翻到约翰福音十七章。
Turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音的第十七章。
Gospel of John chapter 17.
约翰福音的十七章是主耶稣已经啊准备要面对最后的啊十字架的苦刑。
In John 17, Jesus is preparing himself for the ordeal on the cross.
所以他将很多的道理都已经告诉了门徒。
And before this, many of the teachings he had were already given to the disciples.
他尽心尽力地照顾好了主所赐给他的羊。
With all his might and his effort, he took care of the sheep given to him by God.
所以在第十七章整章啊，都是在讲耶稣为自己祷告。
Now as for chapter 17, the whole chapter is concerning Jesus Christ's prayer for himself.
所以我们就会很好奇呀。
So now this makes us very interested.
耶稣祷告它的内容是什么？
What is the content of Jesus Christ's prayer?
那耶稣祷告跟我们祷告有什么不一样？
And what is the difference between his prayer and our own?
所以我们今天就来看一下耶稣在祷告什么。
So today let us see what is Jesus praying for.
我们看一下约翰福音的第十七章第一节。
Let us see John chapter 17, verse 1.
第一节
verse 1.
耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使你的儿子也荣耀你。在这里我们看到耶稣的祷告第一个内容是什么？
In verse 1, we see what is the first thing Jesus prays for.
在整个十七章里面，耶稣祷告有三个要求。
And in chapter 17, there are three petitions he makes.
在这里我们看到第一个要求是什么？
Here we see what is the first one.
他向神求荣耀。
He asks to God for glory.
如果我们听到这句话，
Now when we hear this,
如果在教会久了，
If you've been in church for any period of time,
可能会觉得感觉很奇怪。
Now you feel this is quite unusual.
怎么可以求荣耀呢？
How can one seek one's own glory?
这个不可以求荣耀的。
One cannot self-glorify.
荣耀是神的。
Because of glory belongs to God.
所以我们一听到有人要是要求自己的荣耀的时候，我们会感觉很不舒服，对不对？
So when we hear that someone is seeking their own glory, we feel uneasy.
可是在这里主耶稣却立下了一个榜样。
However, here Jesus gives an example.
这里主耶稣求荣耀。
Because here when he asks for glory.
所以我们要怎么样来看待这一节经节呢？
It makes us wonder how to actually interpret the verse.
是主耶稣错了吗？
Is it that Jesus is mistaken?
还是我们应该要求荣耀呢？
Or that we should also ask for glory to God.
我们再看一次。
Let us read the verse again.
在这里说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子。
It says, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your son.
所以的确耶稣向神求荣耀。
So indeed, Jesus is in pleading for glory.
所以今天我们可不可以求荣耀？
So can we today ask for glory?
可以。
Yes.
但是在求荣耀之前，
But before we do so,
我们有一些要有，我们要看一下主耶稣是怎么求的。
Let us see how Jesus asked for the glory.
在这里第一个讲到的是什么？
What is the first point mentioned here?
讲到的是你求荣耀的对象。
It is the person whom you ask glory for.
今天主耶稣是向谁求荣耀？
So who is the person whom this prayer is directed to?
他是在人面前希望大家给他荣耀吗？
Is he before the people seeking the glory coming from the people?
是在那个法利赛人文士官长面前希望大家荣耀他吗？
Is he in the presence of the governors and the other authorities asking for their glory?
行神迹变饼让大家来称赞荣耀他吗？
Is he performing miracles and multiplying the bread for the glory of the people?
都不是哦。
It is is none of these.
啊，今天耶稣求荣耀的对象是谁
？Instead, who is Jesus asking glory to?
他说：“父啊，愿你荣耀我。
”He says, "Father, glorify your."
哦，所以我们今天也要求荣耀。
So today we also must ask for glory.
但是我们求荣耀的对象要正确。
But we have to ask for glory from the right source.
啊，我们今天在行走这条天国路。
Now today, as we walk in the heavenly path.
啊，天气不好，我们一样来聚会。
No matter the weather, we come to church for service.
啊，我们努力祷告灵修。
And we pray and cultivate ourselves spiritually.
改变自己的坏脾气。
We change our own bad attitudes and habits.
哦，去掉自己的缺点。
We eliminate our shortcomings.
哦，努力在这条天国路上好好的行走。
In everything, we strive to walk the heavenly path according to God's will.
我们做这一切的目的是什么
？What is the objective of all this?
我们来到教会参与圣工的目的是什么
？Why do we partake in holy work and come to service?
哦，我们是需要人给我们的掌声吗
？Are we expecting the applause from the people?
哇，你这里整理的好干净啊，给你拍拍手。
You really tidied up this corner very well. Congratulations.
哇，你很早就来教会打扫，我给你拍拍手。
You're the first one to come to clean. Thank God. Congratulations.
我们今天努力灵修，努力做圣工。
Today we strive to cultivate ourselves spiritually and to work for God.
我们是有一个目标。
And we have an aim.
我们有一个期望。
We have an expectation.
啊，就是期望我们天上的神能够给我们一个奖赏。
Because our hope is that we might receive a heavenly reward from the heavenly Father.
哦，所以我们今天的目，我们今天努力灵修工作的目标在于神。
Today, all our efforts are directed towards God.
哦，在于神看见了。
Towards God seeing our labor.
在于神高兴了。
Towards God being pleased of what we do.
哦，在于神给我们奖赏。
Towards the reward that comes from God.
哦，所以我们今天求荣耀。
So today, when we ask for glory,
是求神来的荣耀。
It is for the glory that comes from God.
而不是需要众人的掌声。
We do not seek the recognition coming from man.
哦，也不是那个。镁光灯下的舞台哦
，nor being in a high and prestigious position。
好，所以我们今天服侍神。
So today we serve God。
好，我们不管做的是什么样的工作
，no matter in what capacity we are serving the Lord。
不管是神给我们安排什么样的恩赐
，no matter in what position and with what gifts we are serving。
那有人是在台前
，some people serve on the pulpit。
啊，讲到的那个翻译的
，some preach, some interpret。
啊，领诗的弹琴的
，some play the piano and some lead hymns。
哦，这好像是在大家面前，大家所看见的。
It seems that everyone can see all this type of service.
啊，但是有些人的工作是在幕后的。
But some people were behind the scenes.
那个默默无声的。
Some people were silently in the backstage.
啊，在有空的时候来教会帮忙整理。
And whenever they have free time, they come to the chapel to tidy up and clean.
啊，那个打扫的，那个在厨房里面忙碌的。
Those who sweep the floors and prepare the food in the kitchen.
啊，或许没有很多人看见他们。
Maybe not many see their effort.
啊，或许没有很多人给他们掌声。
And they might not receive applause from many people.
啊，但是他们都被神所看见。
But in any case, God sees them.
好，所以我们要记得，这个圣工不是个人表演的舞台。
So today, we must remember that doing holy work is not an exhibition of one's own
abilities. 而是在这个工作当中寻找一个侍奉的更高价值。
But instead, it's the seeking of a higher value and purpose in the service through holy work.
啊，所以圣经上告诉我们，主耶稣。
So the Bible says that Jesus said.
啊，如果你在做好事的时候
，If you do good，
你在参与圣工的时候
，If you partake in holy work，
啊，你做一件事情就到大家来看哦，来看哦。
If you do something and ask everyone to come and see，
好像那个法利赛人呢
，Just like the Pharisees did。
法利赛人每次要奉献的时候啊
，Because whenever they wanted to offer，
敲锣打鼓哦
，And they would clean the cymbals and make a loud noise。
来看呐、啊，来看呐、啊，我要奉献呐、啊。
And come and see how great is the offering I'm about to make。
来看呐、啊，来看呐、啊，我要做好事了。
Come and behold the good I am about to perform。
啊，主耶稣说什么
？What did Jesus say？
啊，当你得了人的荣耀
，When you have received man's glory，
啊，你已经得了你的奖赏了。
Then you have already received what is yours。
啊，既然你已经得了你的奖赏了
，Given that you have your part already，
啊，你天上的父就说啊，就没有关系，你已经有了。
Then the heavenly Father will say you have your own。
啊，但是如果你做的事情
，However if What you do
啊，不是为了要被人所看见
，is hidden from man's eyes
啊，不是为了要得到人的荣耀
，it is not to receive the glory from man
啊，不是要得到人的赞赏
，not to receive the praise coming from man
啊，自然而然你在天上的父要在暗中纪念你
，then logically and naturally the Father will remember you in as you do your good in darkness
啊，不只是我们要知道。 我们求荣耀的对象。
So not only we must know the source from which we seek glory.
而同时我们必须要有那个求荣耀的决心。
But we must also have the determination to plead for this glory.
哦，的确，我们在世不求荣耀。
Because indeed in the world we do not seek the world's glory.
我们在世不求从人来的荣耀。
And on earth we do not go after the praise from men.
但是一个基督徒。
But as Christians.
一个不求荣耀的基督徒。
As Christians who do not seek their own glory.
哦，有时候很难做一个好基督徒哦。
Sometimes it is hard to be a good Christian.
怎么说呢
？Why is this so？
哦，因为那个荣耀是我们追求力量的来源呢、啊。
Because this glory is actually the source of all our strength and
might. 啊，那个荣耀是什么
？And what is this glory？
啊，就是要回到天家。
It is to return to our heavenly home.
啊，回到我们主耶稣的身边。
The returning to Jesus' side.
哦，像主所说的，有那个丰盛的恩，丰盛的应许等候着我们。
Like Jesus said, there is the abundance and the plentifulness of the promise of God awaiting us.
哦，你说我做一个基督徒。
And you say I am a Christian.
我不求荣耀。
And I do not seek my own.
哇，听起来很崇高，很超然啊！
Sounds very lofty, very high.
啊，可是如果说你不求神来的荣耀，
but if you do not seek the glory that comes from God,
你没有看见那个将来要给你的奖赏，
if you do not see the heavenly reward that is awaiting you,
那请问。
Now let me ask you,
啊，你这一辈子追求的动力在哪里？
Then what is the source of your strength throughout your life?
你不在乎永生？
What is your motivation? Don't
you care about eternal life? 你不在乎神给你的鼓励？
Don't you care about the strength and encouragement that comes from God?
你不在乎天国那个给你的奖赏？
Do you not care about the divine rewards in store for you?
啊，那我们在追求什么？
So what are you seeking?
好，所以常有人说。
So some people say,
哦，一个不想当将军的兵啊，不是好兵啊。
That a soldier that is not willing to be a general cannot be a good soldier.
哦，因为没有这个盼望啊，就没有这个动力啊。
Because without the hope, there is no strength.
哦，所以一个基督徒
，So as Christians,
啊，没有要向神求荣耀的基督徒啊。也很难做一个好基督徒啊。
If we do not want and we do not seek the glory of God, then we cannot be good Christians.
哦，就是因为看见了荣耀的美好。
And reason being that as we see the beauty of this glory,
看见神应许的价值。
As we see the true value of God's promise.
哦，所以我们在这个世上啊，虽然遭遇苦难，虽然有困难呐、啊，都能够胜过。
Make us become be victorious in the world despite all the trouble and the difficulties we face in the world.
哦，保罗自己说啊。
So Paul himself said.
保罗说：“你看我经历过多少苦难啊。”
Look at all the ordeals and sufferings I went through.
哦，我们说我看保罗的一生哦。
We see Paul's entire life.
哦，看他那个自己写出来他经历的困难哦。
And we analyze the difficulties and troubles he went through.
啊，你会想哦，这是人过的生活吗
？Then you will think, is this actually humane at all?
啊，走到哪被人家打
？Wherever he goes, he's beaten.
哦，被棍子打，被石头丢。
He's stricken by the rod and lashed and stoned.
哦，被丢到监牢里面，被用鞭子抽。
Thrown into the prison and lashed.
啊，为了福音的缘故。
All for the sake of the gospel.
到处乱跑。
And walking about all the corners of the world.
哦，有外邦人的危险。
With the danger of coming from the Gentiles.
哦，同族同胞的危险。
Persecutions for his fellow countrymen.
甚至在身边还有假弟兄的危险。
And also even the threat of false brothers.
哦，走路遇到患难。
When he walks, there is threat and trouble.
哦，坐船船就沉了。
And when he takes a ship, the ship capsizes.
哦，如果你看一下，那个保罗的人生真的。很悲惨啊
So when you look at his life, it is really a sort of tragedy.
但是保罗怎么说
？But what did he say?
保罗说：“我看见那个要给我的奖赏啊。”
Said I see far off the glory of God.
因为有那个荣耀啊。
Because this is a reward in store for me.
他说：“所以啊，我看这世界上的苦难啊，都是。”自战自清的。
So I see the suffering in this world as both most light and most temporary.
所以今天一个基督徒。
So we as Christians.
如果你看不到那个荣耀。
If we cannot see the glory.
哇，那你这个世界上的苦难啊，就是自重自难的。
Then all the trouble in the world will be most heavy and most burdensome and forever.
但是因为你知道你可以得到什么。
But because you know what is in store for you.
你知道最后要给你的是什么。
You know what is awaiting you at the end.
使你能够。微笑的面对世界上的痛苦。
All this makes you face the troubles of the day with a smile.
哦，能够勇敢的面对世界上的挑战。
To face the challenges of the world with a brave and courageous heart.
哦，所以这是我们要求荣耀的对象跟态度。
So this is the source from which we seek the glory and the attitude.
那我们既然已经知道说一个基督徒是。可以，并且应该要向神求荣耀的。
Given now we have the understanding that as Christians we should and we must ask for the glory of God.
啊，那我们要看一下，我们要如何来求荣耀呢？
The next step is to seek the method from which we should ask for the glory of God.
那我们看回来十七章。
Let us return to John chapter 17.
十七章哦。
Chapter 17.
十七章第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
十七章第一节。
Verse 1.
啊，在这里说父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。第二节，正如你曾给他权柄管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人呢、啊。我们再看第五节
，verse five，
第五节，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以前，我同你所有的荣耀哈。那这里说一个人要怎么样求到得到荣耀呢？
Here we are told the method by which we should ask glory from God.
那第一个这里讲什么？你要认识你自己的身份。
The first one is to have a knowledge of one's own identity.
身份是什么？
What is our own identity?
他说，父啊。
Here Jesus refers to God as Father.
荣耀你的儿子。
And he says, glorify your son.
哦，所以他的身份是什么？
So what is Jesus' identity?
神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
很尊贵的。
This is a very glorious title.
哦，有价值的。
A very valuable denomination.
今天我们每一个人都承担了，都同样得到了这样的身份。
Today, like Jesus Christ, we carry this title and this identity.
我们被称为神的儿子和神的女儿。
We are called sons and daughters of God.
哦，所以我们要认清楚自己的身份。
So as we understand our own identity.
哦，因为一个人呐，知道自己的身份，才会照着那个身份去活出应有的样子来。
We should know that only if a person knows their own identity, they can live out what their identity is supposed to be like.
好，我们看一下，我们如果看到报纸上面哈，在讲那些欧洲的皇室啊。
When we read newspapers and we read about royalty in Europe.
哦，这些皇室他们有，因为他们有这样的身份。
Because they carry this type of royalty in their identity.
哦，所以他们有一个必须要表现的气质跟他们的的那个生活的态度。
There is a certain air or a certain lifestyle they must emit and have before other people.
哦，所以我们今天也有一个身份。
Today we also have a certain identity.
我们被称为神的孩子。
Because we are called children of God.
哦，你有看见你自己的身份吗？
Have you seen your identity?
哦，你认识到那个身份的尊贵吗？
Have you acknowledged the value of your identity?
啊，今天我们是什么身份？
What is our identity today?
我们怎么看自己？
How do we view ourselves?
我们说会觉得说啊，我什么都不会啦。
Sometimes we say I can do nothing well.
啊，我什么都不是啦。
I'm nothing.
啊，在这个世界我也没有什么成就啊。
Because in society I have accomplished nothing.
啊，我也没有什么学识啊。
I don't have any high education.
啊，我也没有什么能力呀。
I don't have any special skills.
啊，所以我们就觉得自己什么都不是。
So in this way, we downgrade ourselves.
啊，但是在神的眼里
，However, from God's point of view,
哦，不管你是社会上有什么样的成就
，No matter what you do in society,
哦，不管你累积了什么样的财富
，No matter how much wealth you have accumulated,
哦，不管你得到了什么样的环境
，No matter in which environment you have lived in,
哦，在神的眼里，你的身份非常的单纯
，From God's point of view, it is very simple.
哦，就是神的孩子
，You are God's children.
哦，所以如果我们今天能够认识到自己的这个尊贵的身份
，So today when we understand how precious our identity is.
我们不管今天生活在什么样的环境当中
，No matter under which circumstances we live.
我们都不会唉声叹气
，We will never be without hope and sighing.
哦，更不会怨天尤人
，And least of all, we will not complain to God or to man.
哦，虽然在这世上我们不见得有很多
，So although we might not have accomplished much in the world.
那但是在灵里。我们有主耶稣做我们的依靠。
From the spiritual point of view, we have Jesus Christ as our reliance.
哦，就像主耶稣，就像这圣经里面告诉我们的。
Just as the Bible says.
啊，在世上你要得福气。
In this world, you should have blessings.
啊，来世你要得永生。
In the latter life, you shall have eternal life.
哦，这是你的，这是我们每一个人尊贵的身份。
Because this is what our identity implies and carries.
啊，但是既然有这个身份。
Given that we have this identity,
一个身份都有它相应必须要尽的本分。
We know that all identity carry a certain responsibility to fulfill.
主耶稣的身份是什么？
What was Jesus Christ's identity?
儿子。
He was the son.
主耶稣的本分是什么？
What was his duty?
让人认识天上的神。
To bring people before the Father to know him.
哦，所以今天要怎么样得荣耀？
So how can we be glorified today?
一个人今天要得荣耀，必须要先 看清楚自己的身份。
In order to gain this glory, we have to understand our identity.
然后再照着这个身份尽自己应尽的本分。
And then to act accordingly and fulfill the responsibilities that this identity carries.
那最后就能够得到那个荣耀的福分。
In this way, in the end, we will receive the glory that is in store for us.
所以我们今天看清楚自己的身份了吗？
So today, have we acknowledged our identity?
我们今天尽了自己这个儿子的本分了吗？
Have we fulfilled our roles and our duties as sons of God?
因为这会决定我们能不能最后得到那个荣耀的福分。
Because this is the key that will determine whether we can receive our reward.
这里还有一个另外一个求荣耀的方法。
Now here, there is also a method for asking for glory to God.
我们看第四节。
Let's see verse 4.
十七章第四节。
Chapter 17, verse 4.
第四节
4.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
Verse 4. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
在这里说，怎么样得到神来的荣耀呢？
So how did we receive the glory that comes from God?
耶稣很有把握地站在神面前。
Very boldly, Jesus stood before God.
他说，你所托付我的工作我已经完成了。
And he stated, I have finished the work you have given me to do.
今天神托付了主耶稣一个使命。
Jesus received a certain commission from God.
他在很短的三年半当中把这个使命活出来了。
And very shortly, in a period of 3 years of time, he finished all the work he had.
所以他可以很勇敢的说荣耀我吧。
So very confidently, he told God, glorify me.
我们今天每一个人神在我们生命当中都有一个使命。
Today there is a mission and a commission for each of us coming from God.
你说神召我们来。
We say that God has called us.
不管用什么原因。
No matter what is the reason.
不管经过什么方法。
No matter what is the method.
既然把我们召到这里来。
Given that today we have come here.
就一定有一个目的。
Then you can be sure there is a purpose.
你常常会觉得有的信徒会这样觉得啊。
But some believers think to themselves.
我什么都不会啊。
I can do nothing.
我什么都不懂啊。
I know nothing.
又不手嘴不能讲手不能提啊。
I cannot do anything with my mouth and my hands. I cannot do anything either.
所以我觉得我是最没有用的。
So I feel I am the most useless.
但是不管你是谁。
But no matter who you are.
不管你能力的高低。
No matter how much you think you can do.
不管你年纪的大小，
no matter your age,
神让你来到这里一定有一个原因。
If God has brought you here, have the confidence there is a purpose for you.
神在你的生命当中一定有一个目的。
Because in your life, God has prepared something for you to do.
神不做那种没有意义的事情的。
God does not do things without purpose, without meaning.
既然神把我们带到这里来，
so if God has brought you here,
一定有一个原因。
Believe that there is a cause.
你的人生在神眼里一定有一个目的。
Because your life has a purpose in God's eyes.
那你就要去问问自己
Now you have to ask yourself.
我有仔细去思考过这个问题吗？
Have I ever stopped to think about this?
除了每天忙碌我们人生所需用的。
Apart from being busy with this life and the things of this life.
在这忙碌的生活当中，我们有没有静下心来去重新做一个思考呢？
Throughout the business of each day that goes by, have we ever stopped to think and meditate about this very important issue?
所以我们在每天的生活当中，有时候需要留一点安静的时间。
So in everyday life, we should keep some time for quiet reflection.
使我们能够重新把我们的心沉淀一下。
So then we can let our hearts settle.
重新去思考一下。
And carefully meditate and think.
我每天这样的忙碌。
I am so busy each day.
努力来预备一个更好的生活。
And I am striving for a better life.
这是好的。
This is indeed good.
神喜悦的。
And God should be pleased.
神喜欢我们尽本分、尽力的做好做事情。
Because God is glad if we fulfill our responsibility.
但是在这一切的努力之下。
But within and among all this effort.
在这一切的工作里面。
Among all this work and business.
这个人生。一定还有一个更高的价值吧。
There must be a higher value in this life.
这个价值是什么？
And what is this value?
这个价值就是神所托付你的工。
This value is concerned with the work that God has given you to do.
所以今天神托付了你什么工？
So today, what is the work that God has commissioned you to do?
我们有没有去想过？
Have you ever thought about it?
如果还没有想过，
If not,
赶快想。
This is the time.
如果想过了，
if you have,
但是没有答案。
But you have found no answer.
哦，那要多祷告。
Then you should spend more time.
如果你已经想过又有了答案。
Now if you have thought about it and you have received an answer from God.
那就要努力的朝着这个方向去做。
Then now your duty is to work in the direction you know you should work.
神给每个人的托付工作可能都不太一样哦。
And it might be that we all have different duties to do.
但是今天是我们必须要找出所托付给我们的工作，所托付我们的使命是什么。
But today the first step is to find out what is the work and the mission we ought to do.
哦，在这个使命完成。
And as we finish this task, we were given
by God. 这样子，不管我们在世的日子是长还是短
，No matter if our days in this world are long or short.
哦，那你的生命都是最有价值的。
Then our lives will have value in the eyes of God.
哦，在神眼里，你都活出了神把你招来的目的。
And from God's perspective, you have lived a life worthy of His motive.
好，所以在这里，这里主耶稣他求荣耀，因为他已经。完成了所托付的工。
So here we see that Jesus seeks the glory because he has finished the work he had to do.
但是当我们在接受神的托付
，But as we receive the commission,
当我们在努力的执行我们所被托付的圣工
，As we work hard and strive to do the holy work we were assigned to do.
我们有时候要有一个正确的认知
，Sometimes we need to have a certain understanding.
就是我们在参与圣工
，Which is that as we partake in holy work,
我们在努力在神的家里努力
，When we strive for the things in the house of God.
但是我们要认知到一件事情
，We need to keep something in mind.
就是这个工作乃是神的
，And this is that all work belongs to God.
我们来看一下哥林多前书
，Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第三章
First Corinthians chapter
3哥林多前书第三章
First Corinthians chapter 3
第九节
Verse 9
哥林多前书第三章第九节
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9
第九节这里说因为我们是与神同工的你们是神所赏赐，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。第十节，
10.
我照着神所赐给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。好，在这里保罗告诉我们
，Here Paul tells us，
好，在这圣工当中，我们是。与神同工的
，That in the frame of holy work we are fellow workers with God。
所以不管神所托付的我们的使命是什么
，So matter no matter what we were assigned to do by God。
在我们接受了这样的使命
，When we receive this commission，
认知自己存在的价值
，And we acknowledge the value of our existence，
努力完成神所托付的工作
，And strive to finish the duty and responsibility assigned by God。
在这同时
，At the same time，
我们要认知说这工作是神的，我们是。与神同工的
，There is a need for us to understand that the work belongs to God and we work as fellow workers of God.
那什么意思
？What does this all mean？
就是在我们努力的同时
，It means that as we strive to do holy work，
我们不要忘记了自己乃是神工作的助手。
Let us not forget that we are only helpers within the holy work.
如果没有看清楚
，If we do not have this vision，
我们会不知不觉把这个当成我的工作。
Unknowingly, we will try to own the holy work.We do.
当我们在引导慕道者
，and as we guide true seekers to know God，
我们会不知不觉把它当成属于我的慕道者
，unconsciously we will try to call them under our own。
我的哦
，He's mine。
你们不要插手哦
，so don't invade my territory。
这是我带来的，所以他是我的
，because I brought this person， he belongs to me。
这种观念就不对啦
，but we know that this concept is wrong。
我们曾经遇到过一个很让人难过的例子。
I faced a situation which made me quite grieved.
然后有一个慕道者。
There was once a true seeker.
算是蛮 tiki 哈，蛮硬心的慕道者。
You could call him very stubborn.
虽然常常来教会。
Although he came to church often.
常常帮助教会的工作。
And even help with the holy work.
就是不洗礼。
He did not want to be baptized.
所以他虽然很，他虽然都有来聚会。
So although physically he came to,For service.
但是好多年了都不洗礼。
For many years he wasn't baptized.
到有一次
，Then or one day.
他附近的另外一间教会灵恩会的时候
，It so happened that there was a spiritual convocation from one of the nearby churches where he lived.
这个慕道者突然觉得心里有一种激动啊。
this truth seeker felt a certain movement from within the heart.
好像有一个声音一直告诉他说：“你要洗礼，你要洗礼。”
It was like a voice telling him, "Be baptized, be baptized."
啊，所以这个慕道者就考虑挣扎了很久，好报名洗礼。
This truth seeker, after struggling and being undecisive for a long time, decided to sign up for baptism.
啊，可是当他原来那个教会的带他来教会的那个人
，But as for the person who originally brought him to church,
哇，一听到他想要去另外附近的那个另外附近的教会洗礼啊，
when,
就变脸了。
When he heard that the true seeker he brought was going to be baptized in a church in another location, he decided to change completely.
我就跑去跟他说。
And he went to the true seeker and said,
你怎么这样
？Why do you do this？
你是我们的慕道者哎。
You are our true seeker.
啊，你怎么要跑去那边洗礼呢
？How come you want to be baptized somewhere else？
啊，结果就这样一句话。
And because of this phrase he said,
到现在已经七年了。
Now 7 years have passed.
那个慕道者都没有洗礼。
And the true seeker remains a true seeker.
那所以我们有时候观念要正确。
So our concept needs to be straightened out.
慕道者不是谁的。
True seekers belong to no one.
哦，他是属于神的。
They only belong to God.
啊，不管他要在哪里洗礼。
So no matter where they wish to be baptized.
哦，只要是在真耶稣教会里面。
If it is within the true Jesus,
只要是照着圣经所教导的方式
，and according to the teachings of the Bible,
我们要为他感到高兴
，then we should feel joyful for him or her.
我们要为他感到感谢
，and we should give thanks.
哦，所以我们的那个地区哈，那个地域观念，那个地区的观念不要太强。
So we should not have a very strong concept regarding our territory or our own area of influence.
哦，不管在哪里。
No matter the location.
哦，真耶稣教会都一样。
True Jesus Church is still True Jesus Church.
哦，所以爱喜欢在哪里聚会。
So no matter where you like to have service.
只要是有聚会。
If you still have service.
哦，我们就要感谢神。
Then we should be thankful.
哦，所以工作不是我们的。
Because the work does not belong to us.
慕道者不是我的。
And true seekers are of no one.
哦，这个不是。这个我所担负的圣工，这个权力不是我的。
And there is no ownership or power over any sort of holy work.
那我们来看一下约书亚记啊。
Listen to Joshua.
约书亚记的第五章。
Joshua chapter five.
约书亚记的第五章。
Joshua chapter five.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
约书亚记的五章十三节。
Joshua chapter five verse 13。
那这里说，约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说：“你是帮助我们的呢，是帮助我们的敌人呢？”第十四节。
14。
他回答说：“不是，我来是要做神军队的元帅。”约书亚就俯伏在地下拜说。我主有什么话吩咐仆人呢？那这里是约书亚给我们做的一个榜样。
This is an example that Joshua laid out for us.
哦，约书亚是谁
？Who is Joshua？
哦，摩西钦点的领袖。
He is the leader assigned specially by Moses.
神在众长老面前荣耀的。
And he was upheld and glorified before the elders.
从小做战士。
He was a warrior from young age.
200万以色列人的领导。
He was the leader of 2 million Israelites.
所以他是不是位高权重
？So does he have a high position above everyone else？
这样一个有能力有权力的人
，You can see such a powerful and authoritative person.
哦，今天在做圣工的时候哦
，Now when the day comes to work for God.
哦，今天神出现了
，Now when God appears.
约书亚说：“你是帮我的还是帮他的、啊、
？”Joshua says, "Are you for me or for others?"
哦，有时候我们在不知不觉都会变这样子哦。
So without knowing it, we become like him.
我们在想说：“哎，神啊，你是帮我的还是帮他的、啊、
？”We tell God, "Are you for me or against me?"
啊，你站在我这边，他跟我意见不一样哦。
If you are by my side, you should see that that person has a different point of view.
所以你如果跟我意见不一样
，So if you are against me,
阻挡圣工
，Then you are blocking holy work.
哦，你跟我想法不一样
，If your thoughts are different from mine,
哦，你不遵守神的旨意
，Then you have violated God's command.
我们有时候在不知不觉当中啊，把自己的意思啊。等夸神的旨意啊
！And normally, sometimes we equate our own opinion to God's will.
啊，把自己变成了神。
And we ourselves, have become God.
啊，所以凡不跟我一样的，就是阻挡神的。
So everyone who is not for me, he is not for God.
啊，所以在这里，约书亚问呢
？So here Joshua asks,
哎，你是我这一边还是那边的
？Are you for us or for our adversaries?
他说都不是哦。
But the person said, none.
都不是。
It is not like that.
哦，他说我是神军队的元帅。
No, but as commander of the army of the Lord.
这个神要约书亚重新有一个观念。
So here God wanted to correct Joshua's concept.
神也要我们今天每一个人都要有一个正确的观念。
And today God wants to fix our concept as well.
在我们行走这条天国路。
Because when we walk through this heavenly path.
在我们自我灵修的当中。
When we cultivate ourselves.
在我们参与圣工的时候。
When we partake in holy work.
神不是你的助手啊。
And God is not your helper.
神不是你的秘书啊
！God is not your secretary。
哦，拍拍手叫他来。
And you clap and he comes。
啊，事情解决叫他出去。
And whenever you have something, you just ask him to do it。
哦，神是你生命的元帅啊
！God is the leader and the general of your life。
哦，所以我们要认清楚。
So make no mistake。
不要把神当作我们生命的助手。
Don't think that God is the helper in your life。
神是我们生命当中的领航员。
God is the governor and the leader of your life。
哦，好像一条船在海上走哦。
This is like a ship cruising across the sea。
哦，那个知道怎么样避开礁石的。
He is the one who knows how to avoid the obstacles。
啊，那个知道怎么样避开漩涡。
The one who knows how to avoid the abyss。
怎么样走在那个对的那个海那条路上的。
How to navigate through the right path and the right current。
哦，神是你生命的引导者。
He is the guide of your life。
哦，所以在南北战争的时候啊。
So during the civil war
啊，有一个人就跑来问林肯总统啊。
There was a person who came to Lincoln to ask him。
啊，那个时候啊，那个北边啊，那个北边那个林肯总统那边啊，打得不是很好啊，一直输啊。
So on the north, on Lincoln's side, their battle was not to their favor。
啊，就一个将军就问他。
So there was a general who asked him。
啊，总统。
Mr. President,
啊，你觉得神有没有站在我们这一边啊
？Do you think that God is on our side？
哦，那个总统就回答、啊。
And the president.
哦，神有没有站在我这边啊？我不知道。
As to whether God is on our side, I do not know.
啊，但是我要确定的只有一件事情。
But one thing I know.
就是我要确定我是站在神的那一边的。
I must be sure that I am on God's side.
哦，虽然听起来好像这个相差不大。
So it seems that it is almost an equivalency.
但是意思是完全不一样的。
But on the meaning, it is actually opposite.
哦，今天你是每次祷告神啊，你要站在我这边啊。
Today we, when we pray, do we pray to God? God be on my side.
啊，他跟我吵架。
And I am in a quarrel with this other person.
神啊，你站在我这边去打他。
God, join me.In the fight against that person.
哦，好像神是我们的打手啊。
Saying that God is somehow our accomplice.
哦，好像神是我们那个呼之即来挥之即去的仆人啊。
That God is the slave that we command from here to there.
哦，不对。
This is wrong.
哦，神啊，我有没有站在你这边
？God, am I on your side?
哦，两个人起了冲突。
Now when two people are in a conflict.
哦，我站在神这边。
I am on God's side.
神的，你的意思是什么
？So God, tell me what is your will.
啊，如果我错了。
If I am wrong,
我要去跟他道歉。
I should apologize.
如果我没有错
，But if I am right,
因为你的缘故，我要去原谅对方。
For your sake, I will forgive my neighbor.
哦，所以我是站在神这边的。
So I am always on God's side.
而不是神啊，你要站在我这边。
It is not that God has to always be on my side.
哦，所以我们是助手。
So we are the helpers.
我们是自己人生这条路上神。跟随神的助手。
And we are the ones who have to help God throughout our lives.
哦，所以当这个人对约书亚说
，So when this person came to Joshua,
我是你生命的元帅
，and said I am the general in your life.
啊，约书亚怎么做
？What did Joshua do?
俯下拜。
He bowed down.
这个容易吗
？Is this easy to do?
两百万人的领袖，哎
，This is the leader of 2 million people.
大有能力的呢
，Greatly powerful.
哦，众人所称赞的呢
，Really glorious and acclaimed.
当他看到神
When he saw God,
神说我要做你军队的元帅
And he said, I have come as a general of the army of God.
马上趴下来
He bowed down.
谦卑
He was humble.
哦，容许神在生命当中做主导
And allowed God to be the guide in his life.
我们也在讲说奇怪我的人生怎么这样
Today we think, why is my life so bad?
啊，怎么信耶稣怎么还是有很多事情
Why is it that after believing in Christ, there are so many things for me to deal with?
啊，当然信耶稣之后还有遇到很多事情哦，有很多原因啊。
Of course, there might be many causes for this.
啊，可能是神给你人生的考验
Maybe this is a test given.From God by you,
因为神要你更好
because God wants you to improve yourself.
啊，但是通常呢
？But most often,
通常都是我们虽然来到神的身边
，It is that although we have come to God's side,
我们跟神说，神啊，来，这是我人生的掌控，我交给你了。
Although we have handed the control of our lives to God,
求你引导我的路
，and pray to God guide my ways.
哦，神就说好，拿来。
God says, "Okay, hand it over to me."
哦哦。
And it seems that we are unwilling to let go.
就这样跟神这样拉拉扯扯.
We're struggling, and it seems that we do not want to let go.
我很想给你.
That I want to give it to God.
但是我还是不要给你.
But not entirely.
所以每次遇到事情.
So when we face this type of situation,
心里知道神的意念.
In our hearts, we know what is right.
圣经知道圣经教导我们的方法.
And we know clearly what the Bible says we ought to do.
不要啦.
But we are not willing to let go.
下一次再给你啦.
We say maybe next time.
再一次就好.
Let me do it one more time.
再让我照着自己再做一次自己生命的元帅.
Let me be the general of my life for one more moment.
结果咧?
And what is the result?
事情就越来越复杂.
Things become more and more complicated.
人生就越来越麻烦.
And life becomes more troublesome.
所以当一个人啊, 认知到神是他生命当中的元帅，
so when someone has the acknowledgement that God is the commander of their life,
不代表一个人趴得下去，
this does not mean that the person has the ability to bow down.
所以我们今天要能够在神面前趴下去，
so today we have to find a way to bow down to God.
你可能很有身份，
maybe you have a very high position or identity.
很有地位，
you have a very high status.
事业成功，
because you are successful in your business.
知识非常有知识，
and you are very wise and knowledgeable.
在这一切当中，
but within all this,
你如果要神引领你的人生，
if you want God to guide your life,
你要像约书亚一样，
you need to follow Joshua's example.
扔到一边去， okay. 趴下去，
cast things aside and bow down to God.
趴下去再问说，
and after you have bowed down, ask God,
我主有什么吩咐？
My Lord, what command do you have for me?
所以今天要怎么样有一个 得荣耀的人生，
so today, how do we lead a glorious life?
叫完成我们应尽的使命。
We need to first of all finish the mission handed over to us by God.
要怎么样完成我们应尽的使命？
And how do we go about doing this?
就是要能够把这个大方向交出来让神来掌握。
We need to hand over the direction and the sense of control to God.
圣经上当中有一个很好的榜样啊。
In the Bible, we find a very good example.
他在工作当中非 非常的卑微，
who in his work was very humble.
所以在神的眼中啊， 他非常的伟大。
And therefore in God's eyes he was great.
我们来看一下约翰福音啊。
Let us see John.
我们看回来约翰福音啊。
Let us return to John.
看约翰福音的第一章啊。
Let us see John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章，
John chapter 1,
第十九节，
verse 19。
约翰福音1章19节，
John chapter 1, verse 19。
约翰所做的见证记在下面， 犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里，问他说：“你是谁？” 20节，
20。
他就明说并不隐瞒， 明说我不是基督， 21节，
21。
他们又问他说： 这样你是谁？ 以利亚吗？ 他说：“我不是。” 是那先知吗？ 他回答说：“我不是。” 22节， 于是他们说：“你到底是谁？ 叫我们好回复差我们来的人。” 你自己说你是谁？ 那这里有很多人跑来问施洗约翰啊。
Many people came to John the Baptist to ask him,
问约翰说你是谁啊？
Who are you?
你这个你是谁啊？ 这个让我们很困惑啊。
Who are you? Because we are very confused.
你是那个基督吗？
Are you the Christ?
不是。
I am not.
你是以利亚吗？
Are you Elijah?
不是。
I am not.
你是那先知吗？
Are you the prophet?
不是。
I am not.
所以我们可以从这三个问句当中，
so when we see these three questions,
我们可以看到说约翰，施洗约翰啊， 在以色列民的心目当中是有多么的崇高。
We realize that John is actually very revered within among the Israelites.
问他说你是不是基督啊？ 那个要来的那一个啊。
Because people ask him, are you the Christ that is to come?
是不是那个以利亚， 那个叫火从天上下来那个大有能力的先知啊？
Are you Elijah the fiery prophet who made fire and brimstone descend from heaven?
还是那先知？
Or are you the prophet?
那个那先知哦， 指的是什么意思？
Who is this prophet?
那个那先知不是说你是不是一个先知哦？
It is not are you a prophet but the prophet?
不是哦。
Have this is distinction clear.
在旧约哦，在生命记当中哦，
In the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy.
在摩西死之前哦。
Before the death of Moses.
摩西死之前有做了一个预言。
Before Moses died, he made a prophecy.
他说在末后有一个那有那一个先知要出现。
And he said in the latter days, the prophet will appear.
他说那个先知啊，很特别。
And that prophet will be unlike any other.
那个先知要像我一样哦。
Because he will be like me.
像摩西一样。
He will be just like Moses.
所以他们以色列的预言当中啊，他们一直在等着一个那先知，那一个特别的先知出现。
So among the many prophecies that the Israelites are awaiting, there is the one concerning the prophet.
所以你看在这里啊，大家把约翰啊抬得非常的高啊。
So now you see how people elevate John.
啊，摩西是以色列的救星。
Moses is the savior of the Israelites.
啊，以利亚是众先知的头啊，先知为首的。
And Elijah can be called the head and the chief of all
prophets. 哦，那个叫做烈火的先知哦。
He is the prophet of fire.
哦，还是基督啊。
And then it is the Christ.
啊，但是当大家把他捧得这么高的时候
，But when people try to exalt him in such a way，
啊，有时候人就忘记自己是谁啦。
And sometimes people might forget who they actually are.
啊，你是不是基督啊？是啊，是啊，是啊。
Are you Christ? Yes, I am.
啊，你是不是那个伟大的先知啊？是啊，是啊，是啊。
Are you the prophet who is to come? Yes, I am.
但是约翰讲自己是什么
？But how did John define himself?
好，我们看约翰福音第一章哦。
Let's turn to John chapter one.
约翰福音第一章第22节
Verse 22
他说你到底是谁啊你自己说你是谁
They ask who are you Tell us who are you
23节
23.
他说我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说修直主的道路正如先知以赛亚所说的
He said I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness Make straight the way of the Lord As the prophet Isaiah said.
所以在这里，约翰对自己的认知是什么
？So what is John's understanding of himself?
别人问你说，你是不是那个伟大的人
？When people ask him, "Are you that great man to come?"
他说不是啊。
He said, "I am not."
那你是谁
？Then who are you?
我是那个旷野当中啊，没什么了不起的声音呐、啊。
I am that insignificant voice that cries in the wilderness.
一个声音而已啦。
I am just a single voice.
讲出来之后就没有了，没有了。
And after I speak, my voice fades away and disappears.
你没有看到谁啊？只有听到一个声音啊。
You see no one but just a faint little voice.
所以约翰对自己哈、哦、认识非常清楚。
So John knew himself very well.
他因为认识自己的身份。
And because he knew his identity.
他的身份是什么？
What was his identity?
在约翰福音第三章哦。
In John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章他说啊，我是谁？我是伴郎啦，伴郎。
John says that he is the best man.
我是伴郎，我不是新郎啊。
He says, I am not the groom, I am the best man.
所以哦，新郎很快乐啊，伴郎就高兴啦。
So as long as the groom is joyful, then the best man will be joyful as well.
所以一个伴郎如果知道自己的身份
，So when the best man knows what he's supposed to do,
他善尽自己的本分
，and fulfills his role,
他就能够享受那个婚礼当中的喜乐。
Then he can enjoy the joy within the wedding.
所以如果一个伴郎搞不清楚自己的身份
，But if the best man does not know his identity well,
要接头纱的时候
，and when he's about to receive
当那个新郎啊，要帮新娘啊掀那个 veil 哈啊，掀那个头纱的时候
，When the groom is about to take off the veil from the face of the bride，
啊，你这个伴郎跳出来
，Then the best man just suddenly jumps out，
啊，我来
，and says I'll do that，
啊，我帮你掀
，I'll do that for you，
哦，这是搞不清楚自己的身份啊
，This is not knowing one's identity，
啊，这种人会不会得到大家的赞赏
？Will such a person receive the praise from men？
哦，不会。
He will not.
他的工作就没有价值。
His work would actually be without value.
所以我们是谁
？So who are we?
我们是作为伴郎的。
We are the best man.
我们在旁边，在装饰这个，在新郎的旁边啊啊，等来跟新郎一起欢喜。
We are on the side working for the groom and with the groom.
谁是主角
？Who is the main character?
主耶稣才是主角。
It is Jesus Christ and Him only.
所以你看约翰的工作。
So when you see the work done by John,
从来不会挡在耶稣的前面。
You see that he never walks before Jesus.
来抢那个荣耀。
And try to steal away from his glory.
来抢那个交大家注目的焦点。
And try to gain and share the attention of the people.
所以一个人要知道谁是新郎，谁是伴郎。
So people need to know who is the best man and who who is the groom.
哦，所以我们既然知道自己是助手，
if we know that we are assistants.
哦，主角是耶稣，
and that Jesus Christ is the main character.
哦，那我们在引领慕道者，
when we lead and guide the true seekers.
哦，我们在带领人的时候，就能够把人完完全全的带到主耶稣的面前。
When we bring people to church, we bring them before the presence of Jesus Christ.
哦，我们看一下哥罗西书的第一章哈。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章第二十八节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
哥罗西书一章二十八节。
Chapter 1 verse 28.
二十八节。
28.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。二十九节。
29.
我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能。尽心竭力哦，那这里是保罗啊对自己工作的下一个判断。
This is the assessment Paul made of his own work.
哦，他说我这一切努力的工作。
He said all the hard labor that I did.
我的目的是什么
？What is my main goal？
哦，是要把人完完全全的带到主耶稣的面前。
It is that I may present every man perfect before Jesus Christ.
哦，使每一个人。
So that each man
都能够跟神建立起自己的关系
can establish their own relationship with God.
所以我们今天在引领慕道者
So today as we guide true seekers
我们在协助新信徒
When we are helping the believers who are just starting out.
我们也要有正确的观念哦
We need to have this right concept.
做伴郎的我们
We who are the best man.
我们目的是什么
What is our goal?
是要把看到这个新娘能够站到新郎的身旁
It is to bring the groom before the presence of the bride.
所以我们要知道自己的身份。
So we must know what we have to do.
这里我们不要变成用猪般的智慧尽各样的能力，把每个人完完全全的带到自己的面前啊！
Let us not use all wisdom and all knowledge to bring people before ourselves.
有时候我们会不小心会变这样子哦。
And sometimes unknowingly, this is what actually happens.
有时候难免人总是喜欢建立自己的影响力。
It is difficult to avoid.Or want to try to influence others because we are mere humans.
人总是喜欢身旁有一群人一群跟随者
And naturally, we want followers.
人喜欢别人听自己的
Because we like others to listen and appreciate what we say.
喜欢这种被别人需要的感觉
We like to feel needed.
所以每次这个慕道者一有困难就打电话给我
So whenever the true seekers have a question, they call us.
心里一有郁闷也打电话给我
And when they have something that troubles them in their heart, they call us as well.
人生有抉择，不知道怎么办，也是打电话，拜托我们给他一点方向跟一点指导。
When they are at the end of their road in their life, they call us for guidance and for direction.
我们能够尽力帮助人是好的。
And it is good that we do everything we can to help.
但是不要把这种的工作最后变成是带到把人带到自己的面前啊
But do not do things so that in the end they come before you.
有时候会变成这样子。
And sometimes this is what happens.
当他有一天，
then,
当这个慕道者有一天呢、
When a day comes.
他可能，他有时候去问问别人的意见，他在 来教会认识比较多人呢、问问别人的意见。
And the true seeker goes to a different person just to get a different opinion.
或者是他可能比较少打电话给你啦。
And maybe you get fewer phone calls from this true seeker.
或者是做一些决定没有通知你。
Or sometimes he or she makes certain decisions without consulting
you. 那有时候我们如果不小心我们会变得很失落。
Sometimes if you are not careful, then you might lose your direction.
我们会觉得说，你怎么这样
？You might feel at a loss, thinking, why does this happen to me?
有时候慕道者在祷告里面，神直接感动他。
And sometimes when the true seekers pray and God moves them and guides them personally.
得到圣灵。
And they receive the Holy Spirit.
被神的爱充满。
And they are filled with the love of God.
所以他说，我已经认识神了。
And they say, I have come to know God.
所以可能就不再那么常常来跟你联络。
So I will not bother you as much as I did
before. 这个时候我们不要失落。
At that point, don't feel that you have lost something.
我们要为他感到感谢。
And instead, be joyful and thankful for the truth seeker you
have brought.
为什么？Why?
因为他长大了。
Because he or she has grown.
啊，作为一个父母。
As parents.
啊，如果我们自己家里有长大的孩子哈。
If we have kids that grew under our guidance.
啊，有时候难免会有一点失落，当孩子长大的时候。
Sometimes we feel a little bit of emptiness as well.
哇，以前呢，走到哪都拉着你这样子跟着你走。
Because before your kids used to grab your hands and not wanting to let go and follow you.
好像爸爸妈妈就是他的天，他的地一样啊。
Thinking that mom and dad are the heaven and the earth.
哦，所以都是我妈妈说，我爸爸说。
So wherever they speak, they always start the phrase with my mom or my dad says.
哦，再长大一点。
And when they grow up a little more.
啊，回家说，哦，我老师说。
They come back at home with a new method saying, my teacher says.
哦，再长大一点。
And when they grew up even more.
啊，我们朋友说。
Say, my friends say.
哦，你每次以前都是要黏着你这样一起跟你出去的。
And before the children will just stick to you whenever you went out.
哦，再长大一点。
But when they grow up.
不要啦。
They never want to be with you.
啊，你站远一点啦。
They want to be as far from you as they possibly can.
哦，同学笑我。
Because my friends mock me and make fun of me.
会不会失落？
Do we feel at a loss?
其实有时候多少会。
Usually we do more or less.
哦，有时候会觉得，哎呀，怎么这么快一下就长大了哈。
At times we think time really goes fast. My kids are already grown up.
这是难免的。
This is inevitable.
但是在这种失落当中啊。
But within this little emptiness,
我们要赶快调整自己的心态。
We need to adjust our mentality a little bit.
要为他感到感谢。
And be thankful to God for that.
如果他今天三十了。如果今天你的儿子三十岁了
，If today your son or daughter is 30 years old，
哇，还黏在你旁边
，And they still grab your arm，
哇，要出去还要抱
，And they want you to hold them when you go out，
我可能你不是失落
，Then you might not feel at a loss，
哦，你可能哭都哭不出来啊
，You might not be able to cry at all，
哦，所以今天他能够成长
，So today when your kids can grow，
我们要感到感谢
，Be thankful，
今天引领慕道者也是这样子
，The same thing applies for True Seekers，
他好像。他我们在引领他的过程当中、哦、如果真的用心的时候，好像孩子一样。
During the process in which we guide them, it is like we are like parents if we put our effort into it.
孩子不懂。
Children are not very understanding.
你要教他。
And you need to spend time teaching.
孩子需要。
They have needs.
你要在那里陪他。
You have to address their needs.
但是随着他在信仰上逐步的成长。
But as they grow steadily and progressively in the faith.
哦，随着他在道理上面自己的认识。
As they are rooted in the faith.By themselves.
哦，随着他们在祷告里面对神有直接的体验
，as they have their own experiences in prayer，
他会长大
，they will grow。
而在他长大的那时候
，and in the moment that they grow，
你在失落当中，你要为他感谢神。
When you feel at a loss, then you should give thanks to God。
哦，因为他长大
，because they have grown。
哦，你要想，总比那个永远长不大的来得好。
You should think this is much better than kids that can never grow。
哦，所以我们要感谢神哦。
So that.Thank to God.
要把人完完全全的带到神的面前。
And bring every man perfectly before the presence of Christ.
这是保罗的精神。
Because this is the attitude Paul had.
这也是施洗约翰的精神。
And this is also the mentality of John the Baptist.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's return to John chapter 1.
啊，约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
35节。
Verse 35.
约翰福音第一章35节。
John chapter 1 verse 35.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。36节，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看啊，这是神的羔羊。”37节，两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。哦，那这是我们上个礼拜有学习到的。
And we learned this last week.
好，那这里说哈、哦，这两个是属于约翰的门徒。
It says here that there were two disciples that were called under John.
却因为约翰的一句话
，but because of one phrase.Said by John,
转过身来跟从耶稣啊。
They turn around and follow Jesus.
那如果以我们今天世人的观感
，Now in the point of view of men of this world,
约翰太傻啦。
Then John is really stupid.
哎，自己的门徒哎。
This is his own disciples.
自己的学生呢
？This is the students he brought up himself.
自己的势力耶
？This is his own power manifested.
你怎么没事去帮别人打广告
？Why do you advertise for others.
你看跑掉了哈。
Look, your disciples are gone.
你的影响力变小了。
Now your influence has decreased.
没有人给你倒茶端碗了哈。
And nobody is here to serve you now.
哦，但是约翰怎么讲
？But what did John say?
约翰说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He said he will increase and I will decrease.
哦，这是约翰的精神。
This is the mentality.
所以约翰伟大。
And this is where the greatness of John resides.
约翰从来不建立自己的势力。
Because he never grasped grab and establish his own influence.
哦，我们有时候人会不知不觉当中啊，喜欢大家都聚在自己的身边。
Sometimes unconsciously we want people to be gathered under our influence.
哦，来伸展自己的影响力哦。
So that we can exert our power and influence over others.
哦，但是约翰不做这种事情啊。
But John did none of this.
他巴不得所有的门徒全部都去跟从耶稣啊。
He instead wished that all his disciples follow Jesus.
哦，所以他是引人。完完全全的到神的面前。
And this is how he brought people completely and perfectly before God.
好，所以我们今天要在神面前得荣耀。
Today, if we want to receive glory from God.
好，我们希望在神的工作上面有份。
And we want to have part within the work of God.
我们希望我们的工作在神眼里是有价值的。
We hope that our work is precious in God's eyes.
那我们就要以约翰来做榜样。
Then we need to follow John's example.
旷野的人生。
To lead a life in the desert.
哦，是那个一。那个呼喊完就不见的
，to be that voice that shouts for a while and then vanishes，
哦，是不建立自己势力的
，not to establish our own，
把人完完全全的带到神的面前
，instead bring people directly before，
那个认知自己，他必兴旺，我必衰微的
，clearly know that he is to decrease and we are，
哦，所以因为约翰自觉卑微
，because John humbled himself，
因为约翰不抢夺神的荣耀
，because he did not。Steal God's glory.
所以这个自认卑微的约翰
，this person who humbled himself，
成为主耶稣口里那个最伟大的
，became in the words of Jesus Christ the greatest man on earth。
主耶稣说什么
？What did Jesus say？
他说约翰这个人呐、啊、
，He said as for John the Baptist，
他说凡是妇人所生的，没有一个比他更大的。
Those who were born out of the womb of women， there is none greater than him。
所以你今天要得荣耀吗
？So today do you want to be glorified？
你要得到神的赞赏吗
？Do you want to be praised by God？
你要学约翰。
Then imitate John's example.
当你能够谦卑的下来
，when you can humble yourself down，
把你的人生的主宰权交到神的手中
，and yield the control of your life to the hands of God，
你自觉卑微的人生
，when you feel that humility is reigning your life，
就在神眼里是有无限价值的生命
，then this is the time when your life is boundless and limitless in its value。
所以我们每一个人今天在神面前要求得荣耀
，so today let us pursue the glory that comes from God。
使我们能够在这个有限的人生里面活出那个更高、那个无限的价值来。
We might find the infinity of the value coming from God in this, limited life on earth.
在第十七章里面
，in chapter 17 of John，
那主耶稣还有两个愿祷
，Jesus also has two petitions，
还有两个祈求
，he has two requests to make to God。
那我们下午再继续说
，which we will deal with in the afternoon。
我们一起唱诗393首
，let us sing him 393。
Trust in him from death.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在要一起来做上午聚会结束的祷告。
We'll do our concluding prayer for the morning service.
那我们在祷告当中啊，求主耶稣能够继续看顾我们每一个人。
And in our prayers, let us pray to God so that He can watch over us.
好，使我们在这个人生当中能够寻找到自己生命的价值。
That in this life we might find the true value of our existence.
好，让我们仔细再想一想。
So that we can carefully think once again.
主所托付给我们的是什么事呢？
What the mission and the work we were handed over by Jesus Christ is.
求主给我们智慧。
Let us ask God for wisdom.
找出神所托付给我们的目的。
To find the purpose of our lives.
活出神所给我们人生的价值。
And be able to live out the value that God wants us to live out.
使我们最后每一个人在神的面前都能够得到丰丰富富的奖赏。
That at the end of the road, we can receive the reward in store for us.
过着一个荣耀的生命。
And lead a glorious life.
我们在祷告当中，纪念那些没有办法跟我们一起聚会的弟兄姐妹。
As we pray, let us remember the brothers and sisters who were unable to join us for service today.
我们还要特别为那些身体欠安、灵性软弱的。弟兄姐妹代祷。
Especially keep in mind those who are weak either in health or in spirit.
求主耶稣看顾我们每一个人。
May God watch over us.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's pray together.